On the line, I've got Naranora Renata. Good morning.
Ai, atamaria e te whānau whānui o Whangaroa. Ai, this morning I was wanting to do, a couple of things that I felt that I'd like to the community, our community in Whangaroa, to know about. So over the next 5 weeks, I currently have a te reo program that is on Wednesday mornings from 10 till 12 at the Old School Arts Centre.
Yep.
And I'd like to make people aware that the kaupapa going forward is around education around matariki, the constellation, and the relationship of that towards us as a community planning matariki events. So just giving us more creative ideas on how we can express those stories.
Do we know what date? Sorry to leap in there. What date the matariki is this year?
Yes, I think it's in July. According to our calendar that we have in July, the actual date is the 11th to the 17th of July. Yeah,
okay.
It's shifted, as it will, because constellations don't sit at the same point in the sky each year.
Yeah, and it's all about when it appears over the horizon, isn't it?
Yes, on the northeastern horizon, there is an extraordinary event that takes place where the sun actually turns around and it returns. So the extension, I think, in terms of understanding light and dark, as in the moon and the reflection of the sun, Tamanui Te Ra, is that's actually when it happens. The light begins to... The sun is at its furthest point from the earth.
Right. At that
midwinter.
Time. Yep.
Yeah, and that's... not really articulated at all within the calendars that we currently use, our current calendars that we follow from Sunday to Saturday are based on an industrial type of thinking, a work calendar really.
Yeah.
It has no relationship to any other natural occurrences that are happening around us, and I think that's the really most important understanding for us to know going forward, that so that we're buying into something that's actually happening outside of ourselves that is also giving us information
about how we live our lives. Yeah.
Because we're always questioning. I feel that we're always having these questions about, oh, is that why? People say, oh, is it that why this happened? Well, these greater events that happened outside of ourselves, which are natural events, have an impact on our emotional bodies, our mental bodies, if we look at ourselves as being made up of, a composite of holding a mental space, a spiritual space, a emotional body, a social environment. Mm.
And so matariki is going to be the focus of your te reo classes that happen on Wednesdays for the next little while, are they?
Yes. I think it's really, really an offering to our community to take some time to understand what matariki is, the constellation, the name of the stars, how they have personalities associated with them, and the different gifts that they bring to us, and how we can acknowledge them as well. Apart from just the fact that it marks a particular turning in terms of what light and dark on the earth.
Yeah.
They call it a solstice, or an equinox, and those are times when the light is at a particular point. It's a science thing. Putao, we call it putao.
Putao
science. And I think when we have an expanded awareness of our natural environment, then we can participate more fully in tuning in with those things that are around us, instead of working against the natural cycles that are there, with us.
How much, as a health practitioner, how much do you see, how big of a difference do you think that makes to our lives?
What's that? How big a difference does...
Do you think that living outside of the, basically outside of the natural patterns of the earth, how much of a difference do you think that makes to us?
Oh, living outside of natural patterns has created extraordinary imbalance in how we... So one of the things that I, is really obvious to me is that we manipulate science. So an example is we take a flower that normally blooms in the northern hemisphere in the midsummer, and we bring it down into the southern hemisphere, and we call it tutu. We tutu with it scientifically so that it'll bloom in the winter. And I think that may be okay for some of us, but actually it messes up us understanding what the natural cycle, because we're going, oh, yeah, but, poinsettias are blooming. I said, no, they don't. That's because we've played with their cellular biology here in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah.
So that we have them available. The imbalance that we've created through not paying attention has given us much to think about why we should return to those signs, those tohu within the natural environment, so we pay more attention to what's coming up ahead of us or what potentially is ahead of us. And I mean, what are we talking about? Mental well-being, social well-being?
Yeah.
There are certainly times when it's best together. And winter is not a time, takurua is not really a time to be out and about so much.
It certainly feels like that, that's for sure.
Well, animals sleep longer, don't they? People think, they're not, my kuri's not up. And I said, well, they're paying attention, they're hibernating. So they're really indicators that it's rest time. It's time to not be so thinking in our mental, to take some rest mentally. And that doesn't happen in our cycles. We don't actually do that. And therefore, we will incur imbalance within our bodily systems from not paying attention. That's actually a given.
So are we in more, I don't want to say traditional, previous eras and cultures, at this time of year it would be more a time of rest. The harvest would have been done, and it was a time of rest waiting for Matariki. Is that kind of, or whatever the equivalent was, depending where you were in the world?
Yeah, I think it's, the winter months is a reflective time, and it's certainly not something in the Western world that we're very good at to reflect back on the past year and then to consider changes that we need to make, not only individually but collectively, to go forward with more of an idea, of an understanding of where we've come from, even if we choose to look back on the past year, to take that time to reflect on the many events that have impacted on our lives and what they mean. it may mean, oh, yes, that's right. Gosh, I've lost, you know, three members of my extended whānau. Wow, yeah, that's... And that, what does that actually mean? Well, that means that you've had experiences that have also impacted on your emotional body. But when do you do that reflection? We don't. It's not considered a natural part of our lives to give attention to that. And Matariki is really calling us to do so. Not everything is about pushing forward the industrial world and just to keep on going. You know, the grind? They call it the grind, do they? Have they got other words?
Yeah, that's what we grind through winter. Yeah, that's what I was thinking while you were talking about that, because it's the middle of the year and we've got a long way to go, but it's the time to get work done. And we'll pause in summer. And we do have a thing, the New Year's resolution, which is about the closest thing I can think of to a reflection time, but it doesn't usually the narrative around the New Year's resolution is you make it and then fail to keep it. And that's about the extent of it in the modern world.
Yeah. So when we give more depth to our intentions, which is to actually look back, we set patterns within our mental structure that, you know, we must do this next year. It automatically sets us up again to look forward to the middle of winter, because we're going to slow down. So we have a point to refer to. We're not always grinding away. That's really dangerous. And, you know, it's been, how do you say, you know, the whole rhythm of when you stop work. So the whole thing of retiring, you know, is such an odd occurrence. You set a date, like, what is it? Is it 65?
Yeah.
And yet it's probably prime time when many people are going, oh, but I've just learned all this. I've got all this knowledge now, and I really, really need to share it.
Well, for some, that's the time, and for others, they can barely survive till 65 to get their rest. You know, like, everybody's different. And if they've been doing physical work, then that's the challenge for some, is to make it that far.
Absolutely. And then it's kind of, for some it's like, oh, you're not very old, you know. You're only 65. And for others it's like, oh, I'm done. So how do we meter our lives? And Matariki, really, if we take it on board as a nation and understand what it's gifting to us, then we can really begin to understand what true reflection is, and put that into, you know, maumaharatanga, we call it, to remember. So give time to remember. Like, you know, like Anzac, that's imported into our each year. But it really, for how many of us is it, what, a 20-minute ceremony, a half-an-hour ceremony, and that's it. That's it, it's, you know. But it gives us an impulse to realise that we are remembering a time in our history where Matariki is based on a natural cycle of a constellation rising. It's to do with the sun and the moon, and it expands our understanding of relationship to our natural world, and it's time to prior to arriving at Matariki, oh yes, I've got to have enough wood, you know, that's right, I must get that ready for the winter. Not in the middle of winter is not the time to collect.
No, it should be done by now. If you'd be, well, there's probably some people looking for firewood at the moment, but it's a desperate time to do it. Or the people,
oh, it is.
People
it is,
who've made
yeah,
it say, no,
people are looking for it.
I'm run out.
Or because they haven't given attention to going forward and looking and realising that oh, actually, I should be ready because it's here it is, you know. Makariri, I'm cold and my family are needing warmth. Well, that's what you do leading up to Makariki, is those preparations.
Yeah, yeah.
And also a time of celebration. Mm.
So what's the, I mean, what is the celebration? What are you celebrating?
So you're celebrating the fact that you've actually, the achievements that have been in your life in a space of time, you know, like you've paid attention to, maybe you've been planting and now you're harvested, and paying attention to celebrating a good harvest, or talking about why the harvest wasn't successful and all the things that you could change or have going forward.
Yeah.
And having those conversations. So it's a celebration of a harvest. Yeah, we're in a unique community though, because, you know, when we talk about harvesting kai, there are many people in Whangaroa who are part of that story, who know that story, who yes, of course I've stored, you know, my, you know, those kind of, they're going, yeah. But outside of Whangaroa, you know, we're talking about people who still don't plant or think that they have anything to celebrate because they have nothing to harvest. But it's not only about harvesting food, too.
Yeah,
It's of course, it's a celebration of that you've the year that has passed and how are you doing? How are you doing? You know, what are you going to look forward to with the year ahead?
Mm. Yeah, and it's my personal timescale is set to not to do that because we're not even halfway through the year. That's what I think. I'm not even halfway through the year. I've got lots more work to do.
Oh yeah, and that's the industrialized.
Yeah,
that's what's happened. Was we actually don't own our own days. We don't own them. We actually refer to an external, you know, reading of like today. Today is Tuesday. Well, is it Tuesday? For some, it's another day. Is it Tuesday? It's only Tuesday because we named it that on the Gregorian calendar. It has other names, like it's the third day of a new cycle of the moon. It's Hoata, so it's a time of cultivation. So if you pay attention to Maramataka, which is part of Matariki, then no, you have a totally different understanding. Today's not Tuesday. Today is the third day of the moon cycle of Maramataka, and its name is Ohoata. And it means it has a body of mātauranga that contributes to that cycle.
Maybe that's why people often forget what day of the week it is, because there's nothing to it, no outward signal of what day it should be.
I don't know. Do they?
What's today? Tuesday or Wednesday? What is it? I don't know. You know,
you
forget.
Yeah, you might get lost. And if you don't have the layering or the opportunity to learn perhaps from, you know, like an indigenous understanding, which is Maramataka, which is the moon cycle, is not only to do with planting, then you don't have that matrix as a reference point.
Yeah.
To go, oh, right, okay, I see. You know, you get very stressed about the industrial world.
Mm.
It just creates stress every day. It's like, oh, it's Tuesday. Oh, no, I've still got, you know,
yeah,
three, four more days to work. I mean, that's very stressful. So we create stress by following one industrial calendar. We've created so much stress in the West.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Hey, did you want? I think you wanted to finish about now, didn't you? We've reached 9:30. You've got other things to do.
I do. Yeah. My family are moving house, and I'm going to look after my beautiful mokopuna, my grandchildren.
Oh, excellent. That's great. That's good to hear. So, look, thank you for your time, Naranoa, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Oh, and we should remind people
tomorrow.
Your classes
tomorrow morning. the Rongo Māori is actually starting really early. It's a 90-minute session, and it'll be lots of fun, and it starts at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. to 9.30.
8 a.m. to 9.30 is Rongo Māori, and then are you not doing your normal te reo class after that?
Yes, I am.
At 10 o'clock?
Yes, yes, and the kaupapa is Matariki.
Okay, have you written anything up about that or made a poster or sent anything out? Or?
Yes, I will. When I get home from when the mokopuna.
Yep, okay, all right. Well, send us something. We'll put it on our What's On guide so people can check it out.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right, then.
Yeah. All right, thanks for your time, Naranoa.
Kia ora.